Justin Bieber just declared war on Hollywood. He says the entertainment industry is built on ritual abuse, corruption, and the sacrifice of children in exchange for fame and power. And this isn't metaphor, performance art, or coded symbolism. It's real. As real as the devil, who, as the saying goes, convinced the world he never existed. Bieber says Jim Carrey was once his childhood hero, but the man descended into Hollywood's occult underworld. He took part in dark ceremonies, ritual after ritual, all to climb into the innermost circle of power. At first, it worked, but the price was monstrous. He lost control. The rituals consumed him. The addictions took root. And his spiraling obsession with adrenochrome finally destroyed what was left of the man. According to Bieber, the man people see today isn't even the original Carrey anymore. And he says he's got the receipts. The panic in Hollywood is spreading because Bieber is stepping into the open, naming names, dragging Hollywood's darkest secrets into the light. And he's coming for every last one of them. Before we dive in, subscribe to the channel if you haven't already, and join the People's Voice Locals community to join our incredible community, support the channel, and gain access to exclusive and uncensored content. Justin Bieber's late-night Instagram sessions have become required viewing in 2026. Every time he goes live, millions pay attention. Not to watch a polished celebrity performance, but to hear somebody who is completely done with Hollywood's darkness. Bieber is an insider finally turning against the machine, posting and removing shocking allegations, as his online behaviour finally aligns with what's really going on inside his head. Those closest to him say he's barely holding it together, a man trying to process the trauma of what was done to him as a child, and the horrifying realisation that it wasn't random, it was systematic. A machine designed to break people young and keep them silent forever. Fans first noticed the change in Bieber during the Diddy trial, when he began dropping strange coded messages about pizza, parties, and missing children. At first, people dismissed it as a coincidence, but then the messages became impossible to ignore. Now, he's saying everything openly. Bieber has accused Mariah Carey's family of the most depraved occult practices. He's branded Jay-Z and Usher adrenochrome addicts, who slurped on his blood for years to maintain fame and power. But his most disturbing revelation yet relates to his childhood hero, Jim Carrey. According to Bieber, the real Jim Carrey is already dead. He died after years of taking part in depraved rituals and consuming forbidden substances tied to the elite's most degenerate practices. Bieber even claims Carrey once tried to initiate him into the inner circle, pressuring him to eat the brain tissue of a young child, which Bieber says is a line no human being should ever cross. So who exactly is the hollow-eyed lookalike still appearing on red carpets and collecting Lifetime Achievement Awards in Jim Carrey's name?
I was really, is this about someone else? My favorite funny face is the one I'm wearing right now.
We'll get to that later. But first, Bieber wasn't the first to call him out. In 2016, Isaac Cappy spoke to Jim Carrey on the phone for 5 hours and delivered a chilling warning. He told him that his Luciferian lifestyle, the rituals, the pacts, the descent into darkness, would not only drag his soul into eternal damnation, but that it would violently cut his life short.
You know, their parent says, you know who that is? That's the Grinch. And I go, I must find a way to stop Christmas from coming.
Cappy wasn't delivering some vague spiritual caution. It was a direct prophecy from a man who knew the inner workings of the machine. A man who understood the price of the Hollywood bargain.
By the way, I'll just fucking out him. Jim Carrey called me up last week. I talked to him for 5.5 hours. He's like begging me to like get a deal with Q. Like he's afraid of the fucking brackets. I'm like, and it's just like yammering on with the crap, but like not owning up or doing anything fucking meaningful. Meanwhile, just lying to everybody. Guys, you are fucking cowards. You're going down. You're gonna fucking die. That's it. You're gonna die. If you ate kids, you're gonna fucking die. You can't get over that shit. That's a death sentence. You cannot fucking live. But what I'll tell you that you can do is possibly save your soul. You can save your soul, and I can help you save your soul.
Around that same time, Carrey's mind began to fracture. He slipped into disassociation, speaking of himself only in the third person, as though the famous face on the screen belonged to a stranger. He went further, publicly declaring that Jim Carrey didn't even exist.
I don't exist. So they're all characters that I've played, including Jim Carrey, including Joel Barish, including any of those things. They're all characters. Jim Carrey was a less intentional character, because I thought I was just building something that people would like, but it was a character. I played the guy that was free from concern so that people who watched me would be free from concern.
That wasn't madness. It was method. A calculated psychological partition. A deliberate splitting of the self. Designed to wall off the horrors he was committing behind closed doors. Carey was a man building compartments in his own mind. So one version could keep smiling for the cameras, while the other carried out horrific crimes against children in silence. Just listen to the difference in his voice. Compare the old Jim Carrey to the man appearing today. The energy is different. The cadence is different. Even the laugh sounds off. The person on screen now isn't the same man audience grew up watching.
I'm here tonight to blow the lid off it, to be the whistleblower. I'm sick and tired of the secrets and the lies.
You know, I wrote it and I researched it and I practiced it like crazy, but, you know, it's... then I watched everybody, like... talking 1,000 miles an hour up there, receiving their awards, and I was like, I'm dead. I'm dead.
According to Justin Bieber, Jim Carrey has been under monarch mind control his entire adult life, forced into a series of life-altering decisions, forced to continue paying his dues, with prices that keep going higher and higher. Because in this world, success always comes with a price. And the longer you stay at the top, the more the system demands from you. Even someone like Jim Carrey, a man many believe was beginning to wake up, pulling away from the machine, questioning the entire illusion, discovered too late that nobody walks away clean. According to members of his own family, Carrey didn't escape the system. The system erased him. And after the break, we'll show you why the man appearing on television today isn't Jim Carrey at all. Think the healthiest thing in your pantry right now is some overpriced superfood? Wrong. It's actually olive oil. Yeah, that bottle you've got sitting in your cupboard isn't just for cooking, it's a weapon to help you look and feel younger inside and out. No big pharma potions, just nature's real deal. Dr. Stephen Gundry, a rogue surgeon who's done with the system, says high-quality olive oil is a game-changer. The problem is the industry is a cesspool. Nearly all brands in stores are watered-down junk, pushed for profit, not your health. Dr. Gundry has had enough. He's exposing the real truth about olive oil with a free video for viewers of this channel. He'll show you how to spot the real stuff that works wonders for your body with just a few tablespoons. This isn't hype. It's the truth they don't want you to know about. Visit getoliveone.com/TPV. The link's below. I've watched his free video and the information blew me away. If you're genuinely interested in changing your life with olive oil, go to getoliveone.com/TPV now. You won't regret it. AI analysis of Jim Carrey's appearance at recent events has indicated there's a greater than 99% chance we're looking at a different person. Just quickly, don't forget to check out Bmail, the next-gen privacy breakthrough for email that just sent the world's first email that was actually encrypted through the entire delivery process. It's actually subpoena-proof. Claim your free email address and unique domain today. Now, Jim Carrey's own cousin says that he's known for months that the new Jim is not the same as the old Jim. He says the new Jim didn't recognise their aunt, and he gets the names of family members mixed up. His sense of humour is different. And his mannerisms and whole vibe are completely off.
When he came back, I knew. The new Jim looks like him. Same voice, same height. But the body's tighter, straighter. The real Jim couldn't stand still. The new Jim stands perfectly still. And he doesn't recognize us right. The first time we dinner back, he hesitated before hugging his own aunt. Called our cousin by the wrong nickname. I brought up the lake house, the dog collapse. He smiled, but there is nothing behind it. No details, no Rick, just performance. The real Jim would have turned it into a 10-minute story. The new Jim nuns. He used to say he'd upgrade when he was old, but he got unstable, guilty, talking too much about dangerous things. I don't think he got to choose the timing. The real Jim was volatile, dangerous, always on the verge of saying something that would have burned it all down. The new Jim? Polished, safe. The real Jim knew me. The new Jim looks at me like I'm a file he skinned once. And that's how I know that's not him anymore.
So, what happened to the old Jim? According to his cousin, Justin Bieber is on the money about Kerry's descent into cannibalism and occult barbarism. He hints that Kerry became addicted to adrenochrome. He visited Epstein's Island multiple times, including one trip that coincided with Bill Gates. During this period, his taste for child flesh became all-consuming.
The vice, not drugs, consumption, youth. He got obsessed with staying young. Injections, blood treatments, experimental stuff. That's when he started talking about Jeffrey Epstein and cloning labs, offshore backups, insurance bodies. Said powerful men don't gamble immortality, they duplicate. He told me he upgraded one day, on his terms. Then his girlfriend was found dead. I don't know what happened in that house. He hinted, but I'm not going to say. I just know that after that, he wasn't the same. He stopped pretending he was better than it. He leaned in, ritual stuff. Oaths. Real ugly parties. Hanging around chaos agents like Courtney Love and worse. Bill Gates. More trips to the island. He started eating different. Wouldn't touch regular food. One night, he told me, real calm, he only ate what he would have fucked if it was still breathing. I didn't sleep much after that.
They killed him and replaced him with a hateful, soulless double. The saddest part is that they pulled the legacy of Jim Carrey down with them.
All the comics and show business don't know what this is. Right? Yeah.
What is it?
Come on, Jimmy. Seriously, the time is up. People are hip to this kind of stuff. I'm here tonight to blow the lid off it, to be the whistleblower. I'm sick and tired of the secrets and the lies. It is the secret symbol of the Illuminati, and you're a part of it, and it is the all-mocking tongue. It's the symbol of the all-mocking tongue. Talk show hosts, people on television, people in sitcoms have been hired by the government to throw you off the track, to distract you, to make you laugh and stuff like that, make you happy and docile so you don't know what's really going on. You know, when they get out there in the woods in a circle naked and they decide these things and, you know, and you know, look at them trying to cover it up.
As Justin Bieber's father-in-law Stephen Baldwin warned us, it's all of them. Nobody comes through Hollywood or the entertainment industry as a young person, particularly as a child star, without paying the price. Just ask Hayden Panettiere.
It's all of them. All of them.
You write about a moment in your career where a friend of yours takes you onto a boat. You're led to a room which has an older man in it, and then basically told to perform sexual acts and, you know.
Oh, yeah. Perspective completely shifted and I realized that I was in danger. But by the time I'd realized I was in danger, I was quite literally out to sea.
Who was the celebrity and who was the woman who set her up? It's time to follow Justin Bieber's lead and start naming names. If you're paying for a major VPN, cancel your subscription right now. You're under attack. The big VPNs you trusted, ExpressVPN, CyberGhost Private Internet Access, and others, are now owned by one Tel Aviv-linked company. Many of their key people came from Israel's Unit 8200 Cyber Intelligence and Dovedon Special Forces. These are the people you're paying to protect your privacy, and they're laughing at you. That's why VP.net was built in 2025. It's not another Trust Us VPN. It's Zero Trust by design. Zero knowledge cryptography, Intel SGX secure enclaves, and fully open source code. Even if they wanted to or were forced to, they literally can't see or log your activity. No backdoors, no compromises, privacy guaranteed by math, not promises. Check it out at vp.net/TPV. Stop trusting, stop protecting. This is how you take back control.